Operation Lone Star buses over 50,000 migrants to sanctuary cities. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard are continuing to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 473,900 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 34,800 criminal arrests, with more than 31,800 felony charges reported. In the fight against fentanyl, Texas law enforcement has seized over 431 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also bussed over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 18,500 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 13,500 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,200 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 3,200 migrants to Denver since May 18, over 940 migrants to Los Angeles since June 14. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott announces border security on third special session agenda. Governor Abbott yesterday announced Special Session No. 3 and issued a proclamation identifying agenda items for the special session that begins Monday, October 9. Among other items, enhancing border security will be a major focus for the Texas legislature to address in order to ensure the safety and security of Texans. Texas will also pass laws to mirror the federal immigration laws President Joe Biden refuses to enforce that will reduce illegal immigration and enhance the safety of Texans, said Governor Abbott. For the first time ever, Texas will subject people to arrest for illegal entry into our state from a foreign nation. All licensed law enforcement officers in Texas will be authorized to arrest or remove any person who illegally enters the state, with penalties up to 20 years in prison for refusing to comply with removal. To crack down on repeated attempts to enter Texas illegally, re-entry will be penalized with up to 20 years in prison. Read the governor's special session proclamation. Governor Abbott. More new border wall continues going up around the clock. This week, Governor Abbott highlighted Texas's continued use of every available tool and strategy to combat President Biden's border crisis, including the construction of more border wall along the Texas-Mexico border. Governor Abbott recognizes October as Fentanyl Poisoning Awareness Month. After he made fighting the fentanyl crisis an emergency item for lawmakers to address in the 88th regular legislative session, Governor Abbott signed House Bill 3144 establishing October as Fentanyl Poisoning Awareness Month in Texas to help increase awareness of the dangers of fentanyl and the life-saving power of opioid reversal medication naloxone. This October, the governor encourages Texans to talk to their friends, family, peers, and loved ones about fentanyl poisoning to help save lives. Watch. Texas Rangers Special Operations Group reclaims island from cartels. Newsmax border correspondent Jason Jones embedded with the Texas Rangers Special Operations Group on the 170-acre Fronton Island in the Rio Grande River for an up-close look at efforts to reclaim the island from transnational criminal organizations. DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivares described law enforcement efforts on Fronton Island, including the use of DPS drones to scan the area and establishing security points on the island to prevent cartels from smuggling dangerous drugs like fentanyl, weapons, and high-interest criminals across the river into Texas. We've been talking about it for years, that's why we have to look at it as a much broader issue than just immigration, said Lieutenant Olivares. We need to focus on the threats, not only to public safety, but with a national security aspect and how close these cartels are operating to Texas. It validates every single piece of evidence of how these cartels are operating, not only in Mexico, but in the United States, especially in Texas. DPS plants Texas flag, addresses national security threats on Fronton Island. DPS, Texas Rangers Special Operations Group mobilized assets to address public safety and national security threats from transnational criminal organizations on Fronten Island. Governor Abbott applauded DPS efforts to disrupt and prevent Mexican cartel operations on the island and along the border. Watch. Texas National Guard holds the line against migrant surge in El Paso. Texas National Guard soldiers defended the Texas border amid a recent surge of illegal immigrants attempting to cross into Texas near El Paso. Through a show of force and physical barriers, such as razor wire, soldiers deterred several hundred migrants attempting to cross illegally into Texas. "Every one of my soldiers is doing a great job. We have not let anyone in since we've been here," said Sergeant Jason Palaez, Task Force West. "My team, from the east side over to the west side, have been able to deter many migrants from coming in. They're working hard, they're standing out there, showing force, and not showing any weaknesses. We'll continue patrolling out here and do what we do best, Texans serving Texans." Watch. DPS trooper discovers illegal immigrants smuggled by gang member. A DPS trooper discovered two illegal immigrants during a traffic stop in Brooks County. During the stop, the trooper noticed two males concealed under suitcases in the rear of the vehicle. Both were illegal immigrants from Mexico and referred to Border Patrol. The driver, a member of the Crips gang, and the passenger were arrested and charged with smuggling of persons. DPS assists with seizure of 300 lbs of narcotics, arrests of illegal immigrants. DPS Aircraft Operations Division seized 6 bundles of narcotics and arrested 3 illegal immigrants from Mexico who were transporting it. The drugs weighed around 300 pounds and were carried in backpacks through a desolate area south of Van Horn in West Texas. DPS arrests 13 illegal immigrants for criminal trespass in Eagle Pass. A DPS brush team encountered a group of illegal immigrants in Eagle Pass. Troopers arrested 13 for criminal trespass, including 2 males from India who were among the group.